Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
All right, Baseball Justice with David Justice coming up at the bottom of the hour. Rob, there are a few more developments we've been following and talking about this scandal at Michigan with Jim Harbaugh and his coaching staff. Rob G, kind of update us on the latest.
Well, actually, we had more news come down here in the last maybe 10 minutes or so.
According, now what happened?
According to multiple outlets now, it turns out that Connor Stallions, the employee in question on the Michigan coaching staff, right, purchased tickets to scout several games outside of the Big Ten, including against Tennessee, Alabama, Georgia, in preparation for any playoff games that may be involved. And that's the latest as in the last, 10 minutes.
Now, there was talk, though, Brady Quinn on the show here on Fox Sports Radio, Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with LeVar Arrington and Jonas Knox. And they talked, Brady has said that this type of thing is commonplace in college sports. I believe that's what he said. Here he is, verbatim.
The whole thing seems really fishy, every little piece of it. And I know there's probably Ohio State fans that are like, oh, it's Michigan, they cheated. It's like, well, be careful. Be careful now, all right? I'm just telling you, a lot of coaches that I've talked to don't want to talk about it or make any public accusations for a reason. For a reason. And anyone who's out there that says, oh, this doesn't go on, it's just Michigan, they're lying to you or they're ignorant to how the game of football is today, at least at the college level.
Rob, that goes along with what Paul Feinbaum, remember I was talking yesterday about, he said something on ESPN where he was like, it feels like they're just, the NCAA is going after Harbaugh because he didn't cooperate to their liking, you know, with the earlier investigation regarding him. That kind of sounds like something similar to what Brady Quinn is saying. But go ahead.
I got pushback on Brady Quinn. And just because, see, this is the problem that I have. I get it. He was a college football star. He knows a lot of people in college football. That's his job. He talks to people. And the same thing, you know, what happens is you feel like you got to protect people and you got to, like, you know, like Urban Meyer, he wanted to protect Urban Meyer despite what
and
was going on.
And I don't know
on.
How you did, whether you like Urban or not, I don't have anything against him, but it was hard to defend the stuff.
That's what I'm saying, Chris. I'm not saying you got to bury the guy, but you can't defend some of the stuff. And this is, again, I don't know what his relationship is with Jim Harbaugh, but to totally poo-poo. Now, if he wants to say to me, I have evidence that Alabama does this, and I have evidence that some other schools, they do it as well, Chris, and you want to give it to me like that, and right, the NCAA has turned their heads, now I want to listen to Brady Quinn. But just to say that everybody does it, no. You show me another school where you have an employee who's buying tickets, Chris, at these games, which is against NCAA rules. Show me. I'm not saying that people don't try to get edges, but Michigan got caught so far, according to the evidence that I've seen. And they still have to have their day, you know, with the NCAA in court or whatever you want to call it, you know.
Right.
But to just throw a blanket, it's like, well, everybody cheats on their taxes. No, everybody doesn't cheat on their taxes. And right. Brady Quinn can say that. Can you imagine if Brady Quinn, when he's in college, played in the national championship game and found out that the other school had his signals, Chris, and they lost? Don't tell me everybody's cool with that. Bill Belichick is the only NFL head coach, Chris, that I know that was fined $500,000 for a fine and lost draft picks for recording right. signals. Nobody else. And the other guy who got busted is now Josh McDaniels. And it cost him his job in Denver. Those are the only two coaches I know. And I'm not saying I'm not blind or covering my eyes that stuff don't go on, Chris.
Right.
But you just can't throw a blanket and make an excuse for Michigan that everybody does it, and that's his claim, is that everybody. Who, Brady Quinn? Name
well,
who's done it.
He's not going to say that.
Well, then that's my you point.
Know, he's not going to say name the schools. But I will say this, and I agree with your points about you would rather have something definitive than just, even if he says it's stronger. Because basically the way he said it was that from talking to coaches, they kind of say, like, this happens a lot, and there's a reason coaches aren't doing it. Even if he were to come out, Rob, and say, look, I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that most of the teams in the top 25 do this. They do this. What Michigan's doing is not uncommon in the least bit. That's a stronger statement. What I'll say is this. And I don't know if it's common practice or if it's only Michigan. If it is common practice, like if basically most of the teams are doing this, it's well known and it's, you know, the coaches don't think, you know, it's a big deal that what Michigan is being accused of, then I don't think that gets Michigan off the hook. I think they should still be punished. But I do think it changes the degree of the punishment. Like I said when we talked about it last week when it first came down, if it's true, Harbaugh should be stripped of his victories that were related to this and suspended for the rest of the year. Now, if everybody's doing it, I would not go that far. I think it should be more like a fine. It doesn't excuse you that everybody does it, but to me it does change the degree of the punishment. If they're the only ones doing it, then I think that gives them much bigger advantage. And so that's how I look at
it,
Rob.
It's just like,
if it's everybody doing it's like, it's not that big of a deal, then it just changes the degree of the punishment.
I just think you have a better argument if you're Brady Quinn and you want to give me examples. That's all. Give me examples.
He can give some details.
Give me some details and some examples.
I mean, you know he's not going to say the name of the school.
But you got to give me more than just say everybody does it. I mean, I just think that's totally a cop-out to give Jim Harbaugh and Michigan a pass. And I don't think that's cool or that's okay to do because I'd ask Brady Quinn, well, you mean to tell me Bill Belichick, who's won 6 Super Bowls, he's the coach that they fined and gave Levy the highest fine for a coach in NFL history? That's the guy they came after?
Well,
and then Josh McDaniels is the other guy who was on his staff, Chris, that got busted?
Right.
That?
Like you said, I think a follow-up, if you're in that discussion with Brady Quinn, you can say, well, I mean, you know he's not going to name the schools. You can ask him that. He obviously wouldn't name them. But you can say, why do you think then they're only going after Harbaugh?
Right.
Like, come why? On, man. I mean, maybe there's an answer. I don't know. But just press it a little bit. Because, look, Brady, as you said, everybody knows he was defending Urban Meyer, and he does have a history of kind of caping up for the college guys. And so when you have that image, then you do have to come with a little more detail.
Because
people
otherwise
going to think, oh, man, come on, you just saying this because
this is This is Brady Quinn defending college football no matter what goes on. And you just got to get away from that. That's all. And Brady, listen to his show. Brady Quinn knows more about college football than I can ever imagine. But I'm talking about it when you're putting out information and just poo-pooing an investigation. You just got to give me more to make me want to believe other than coach. Of course, other coaches aren't going to talk about it because they probably have some other violations. You don't want to have people snooping around. And the easiest way to do it, Chris, is to draw attention to yourself, right?
Right.
So that's the
reason.
Even
if you're not guilty, right, but maybe, you know, you just stuff
you might be
happen.
Doing, right. You just don't want to draw attention to yourself from investigators. So I get that. And it's a fraternity. And most of the time, coaches don't point out each other, right? It's a fraternity.
Right.
There's
right.
so few people who do that job in America. It's like what Chris and I do. How many guys have national radio shows in the country on a sports network? There might be 20 or 30 guys between us and ESPN, right? That's it. Out of a country of 330 million, do we spend our time talking about what somebody on ESPN said?
We generally don't even go after other
people. We don't even do that.
That's not our job.
It's not our job. But in this case, I'm just saying, you cannot poo-poo what's going on at Michigan. And with all of these details and the camera and the credit cards, Chris, this is credible. This isn't like, hey, maybe, you know, he was at a game. Or they got all the paperwork.
Oh, they know. There's no guy. The only, I mean, let me ask you this. With what I said, if this is, let's just say for the sake of argument, it's happening all over the place. Do you agree with me that you still get punished, but it changes the degree, the magnitude of the punishment?
Yeah, if they really deem it as not the end of the world. And right, if it is, but it's like the speeding ticket, Chris, right? People are speeding, but the people who get caught usually have to do the pay the fine, right?
Right, but like, you don't lose your car and go to jail.
Right, exactly.
I mean, so that's what I mean by the degree of it.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut. The new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, my name's Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rob G, give us the this baseball situation that A-Rod was talking about, Alex Rodriguez.
Yeah, following last night's Game 7 where the Rangers beat the Astros and everybody's congratulating Bruce Bochy, came out of retirement to get them back to the World Series, and he wanted to open to a bigger conversation, and this was during the post game. He said, you know, Bruce Bochy and Dusty Baker are kind of the last of a dime breed in Major League Baseball. Managers these days are not quote-unquote baseball guys anymore. They're all analytics. And
they had Buck Showalter too, but he got fired, you know, from the Mets. He was another one.
And so here's what he said in the post game. I wish we had the sound, but we don't. To me, it starts at the top with Chris Young talking about the Rangers. Brought back his manager who was pushed out of San Francisco, sat on the couch for 3 years, and then got Mike Maddox and so on and so forth. So baseball people, it's coming back. And this is a trend I think is going to continue to happen in baseball.
This is why I'm not so sure that Alex is right there. Because there aren't that many old school managers left, Chris. They're all old. Like, right. Who's they're not – how many Bruce Bochys are sitting around that other guys are going to run out and go get? Now, you might get away from all the analytics and try to get guys, you know, who have a feel for the game. But to go and think like you're going to go and find these old – Lou Piniella, Jim Leland – all these guys, Chris, are all – there's nobody – name me another old guy sitting around. Buck just got fired from the Mets. I don't think he's getting another job. You know what I mean? Like, so I'm looking around. I understand what he's saying, and I hope that he means basically that they're going to go with managers who have a feel for the game more so than just looking at stats. And but if he's saying that, I agree with that.
That'd be great. But to your point, Rob, the next generation of managers are going to be guys trained in the analytics way of doing it, right? Even if they're players, Rob, if they're former players, that, you know, they're going to be guys that came up on
100%,
teams for the
Chris,
most part, right?
100%,
that made decisions analytically. And we've always been, you know, consistent about this. We are not saying analytics doesn't have a place in all these sports. They do, but they should not be the end-all be-all. They should be a part of the equation, and sometimes you go with the analytics, and sometimes you go with your gut and your feel. I think that's the ideal manager route.
It's good to have, right. It's good to have the numbers, Chris, to say, you know, I'm thinking about pinch-hitting this guy, right, or taking him out, and then you look – he's 2-for-12 against this guy. My gut was right, you know, to take him out.
Right.
Or he doesn't hit, or he's batting 115 against lefties. I need to get him out of that lineup and put somebody else in.
Yeah.
That like you have your gut and then you look at the numbers. You know what? I want to take this guy out. I don't think he's going to get a hit off this lefty. Wait a minute. In his last 20 at bats against lefties, he's batting 375. No.
Yeah. No.
That's what I would like a manager to use it. Not to just be like, well, a lefty's coming in, he's a lefty batter, he's coming out. No, regardless, he just had 4 hits, Chris, in the game, and you're taking him out because it's lefty against lefty.
Right.
That's where it's wrong.
No, no doubt. And I think the thing is, even, I mean, there will be a few individuals who buck the system, Rob. But for the most part, players, even ones that may think as we do, many of them, not maybe not all, but many of them will say, well, you know what? I don't really agree with this, but if I want to get a job in, as a manager, this is how you got to do it. You know, some there will be some that stand up and say, I'm going to still coach by feel along with the analytics, but most will just go ahead with what's getting guys hired. And so, yeah, I hope A-Rod's right, but I don't know too. If it's going to be the case. Yeah.
I just don't know where the guys are.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross.
Tiffany Cross.
I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation.
I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating.
And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, my name's Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Five.
All right, Rob, last night, we had a Monday night game that you said it. You took the Vikings and the points. And you won money because they gave you more than the points. They got
won the game outright.
Victory.
I just thought that they would cover. You know what I mean? That the
what was the spread? Was it 7?
7 points, which on the road, just thinking that the 49ers would bounce back after their bad, right? After their
lost
bad performance to Cleveland.
Yeah, and they did anything but Vikings win 22-17. And look. The 49ers' vaunted defense was horrific. Kirk Cousins looked like Captain Kirk.
Very
he was
nice.
In space age, right? Thank you. Like he was from another world, right? I mean, he was Rob, that might have been the best game of his career. I mean,
and especially in
prime time.
I was going to say he played so poorly in prime time, it was shocking to watch.
378 yards passing, 2 touchdowns, a pick, 35 for 45, but he was fantastic. And, you know, we know the Niners have a great defense, but last night they had nothing for
And we talked
Minnesota.
About it earlier, Chris. They couldn't stop them on third down. I mean, it's
– No.
That was the bugaboo all night.
Yep. They only forced one punt, Rob. So I thought the defense was the Niners' biggest problem. I thought Brock Purdy played solid. Not great, but he played a solid game through the first 3 quarters. And then in the 4th quarter, he fell apart, had 2 picks in the last 5.5 minutes. Finished 21 for 30, 272 yards. That's 70%. 9.1 yards per attempt. So that's what I mean by he was playing well. But again, he has the 2 interceptions late, only throws for 1 touchdown. And coming off the Cleveland game, which was really the worst game of his career, Rob, in that one he was 12 for 27, 125 yards, 1 touchdown, 1 pick. So last 2 games, he's got 2 touchdowns, 3 interceptions. After their blowout of Dallas when they were 5-0, I thought he was the MVP at that point. Some people were saying he was like Joe Montana, others bringing up Tom Brady. The hype was through the roof, and now there are some people certainly stepping off that bandwagon, if not saying he's fugazi altogether. So what is your take on Brock Purdy at this point now?
I think this is the other shoe that was going to drop eventually, because people kept saying, and that's why all that stuff was premature, Chris, and as well as he played, and no one's taking that away from him, it was still less than a season, one full season of
even
action.
To this point, he hasn't,
right? He hasn't even played.
He started 12 games. He's 10-2.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Like it's just not enough. There's just not enough to be able to crown anybody from that amount of time. And this is what we kept talking about. This is what I was saying to fans about, that at some point, like, he could play well during a regular season. If he has a bad game in the playoffs, they lose or whatever, people will say, see, I know he's not that guy or whatever, because it's so hard to believe that everybody got it wrong, that you're the last pick in the NFL. Everybody missed on you. Nobody knew what you were doing, even though there was film on you, even though that people could do all the research and get a diamond in the rough. We talk about it. And how in the world did NFL scouts miss it so badly? And I'm not sitting here telling you he's a bum, he can't play. But I think what we've seen the last couple of weeks, we might start to see, especially if he doesn't have all of his weapons. Last night, for 49ers fans, they had to be sick to see him throw 2 picks, Chris, in the final 5.5 minutes in a game that they had a chance to win. You know?
Yeah, I think he's already had some good playoff games. You know, his debut against Seattle.
I'm not saying that.
For over 300
I'm saying,
yards.
But once if they don't get to where they're supposed to, or they lose in the Super Bowl because he has 2 picks, they'll always go back because he wasn't a blue chipper. They'll always go back to that rather than saying, I'm not saying everybody, Chris. I'm saying
some people
will always go back to that. See, I told you he really wasn't that guy, or he fooled us all this time. And when it really came down to it, he couldn't make the plays that we needed to win the Super Bowl. Not fair or unfair. I think it's unfair, but that's what the narrative would be if he doesn't finish the job, play really well during the regular season, and don't win the Super Bowl.
I think there'll be some of that for sure. I mean, at this point, and again, I do think it's too early to call him elite, but with what he did, winning his first 10 games, having the highest passer rating in the history of the league, to your point, if he had been a first or even second round pick, I think people would have been praising him to high heaven. Like, if Trey Lance had done what Brock Purdy
did, no doubt about it. There's
right?
no doubt
they would
about
have been saying he's a Hall of Famer in the future. And so I agree with you there. But I think I would say this. It shouldn't be, and I'm not trying to rip NFL scouts, because obviously They know more about the game than we do. We're not saying that. That's not true. But they get – and they get a lot right. But they also get a lot wrong. And, Rob, we've done it before. But, I mean, Jamarcus Russell, Cardale Jones, Marcus Mariota, Sam Darnold, Zach Wilson. We could go on and on about the top picks, Josh Rosen, a 10th pick, that have not panned out. And so it's not that difficult, especially – when you look at a Tom Brady and even a Dak Prescott, who was a fourth round pick, you know, guys that weren't expected to do anything and have turned out to be really good quarterbacks. And we could name even more than those two. So I don't really hold it against him that he was Mr. Irrelevant. But, you know, I actually think, Rob, that this is actually good for him. Now, it may drown him. He may get exposed. I don't think so. I believe in him to be at least a good quarterback. But this stretch of games that he's going through, I think will kind of make or break him in that regard. Because, Rob, you knew adversity was coming, right? I mean, it was just too easy. It came too fast. First 10 games he starts, he wins. He beats Tom Brady. He wins two playoff games, throws for 300 yards and three touchdowns in his first playoff game, has the highest passer rating in the history of football. And as I said, people comparing him to Montana and Brady, like it was just everything was he touched was turned into gold. Last night, Rob, was his first game with two interceptions. And so I think he needs to go through this because you talked about getting the Niners where they want to go, which is, of course, winning the Super Bowl. That's not going to be easy. And yeah. So he needs some adversity. I don't just mean in-game, that too. But I mean he needs to show what he's made of, and this is the opportunity for him to do that. So this will make or break him. I think it'll make him in terms of him being a good quarterback, but this is something that he's going to have to go through, Rob, because everybody's going through it.
Yeah, everybody does go through it, and people struggle or whatever. I just think that he's on a different – he's just on a different island, Chris, because even when you talk about the guys who, you know, were number one picks or top picks and they failed or things didn't go, you know, their way or they had a bad career, it just wasn't a guy who that many people overlooked, you know, to
be a
Brady
star. I mean, Brady was a six-round pick.
No, I know, but even
that's,
in Brady –
I mean, that's one more round.
Yeah, but if you even look at Brady, look at what he really did at Michigan. You remember he lost the job to Drew Henson. I mean, like,
right?
He, but that's what I'm saying. Like he didn't do anything in college to where I think people should have thought of Brady any higher. And especially, you saw the pictures
Purdy
of Brady.
Purdy was solid. He was good at Iowa State, but his numbers aren't eye popping either.
No. Right. And I'm just saying, like, there's to me, I just get a feel like he's playing a different hand because of his background, and people are waiting. I see on Twitter and everything, like, they go at him as soon as he has bad games.
Oh, yeah.
Because people don't really want to believe in him yet, and I think the only way people will believe in him, and I know this is harsh, is for him to win a Super Bowl. I think anything less than that, he can play well. If he has bad games or they lose in the playoffs in the NFC Championship game or lose in the Super Bowl and he plays poorly or has a bad game, it will come back to him. And that's because of where his beginnings come from.
I think it's that. I agree with you that because he was Mr. Irrelevant, not a big name, out of college, it is a higher bar for you to prove, you know, the people that you're legit. I give you that. And I also think, Rob, just the fact that the Niners have already been to the Super Bowl with Jimmy G.
Right.
Right? And so it's like getting there is not enough. They're going to have to win it.
That's
the thing.
And for him to be the quarterback on that team, that's the only thing they're going to accept to say, you know what I mean? Like that,
yep.
They are at that point. And if fair or unfair, I think that's where he is. He's pigeonholed into that.
Nick Wright throughout on First Things First today, he did throw out an idea that I thought was a great one. Because even as I like Brock Purdy and believe in him, But he said, because you know, Rob, you saw Kirk Cousins last night. You know his relationship with Kyle Shanahan from Washington. And the Vikings, I mean, now they might actually be putting something together. But he was talking about the Niners trading for maybe Brock Purdy for Kirk Cousins. If the Vikings want to go in a whole different direction. Kirk Cousins, Rob, on that Niners team, as much as I like Purdy, there's no doubt Kirk Cousins is better. I love that idea if I'm the Niners. And certainly Cousins would waive trade.
And Minnesota won't do anything until the season's over. You know, like they know that they're out of it. But they're 3-4.
Well, they're the AC right now, Rob, in the West. Right.
No, that's what I'm saying.
In the NFC.
Right.
They're not a Super Bowl contender, but could they make the playoffs? Yeah. Rob, they're going to battle a team in the NFC South for that seventh playoff spot, I believe there's five surefire playoff teams in the NFC. Dallas, Philly, San Francisco, Detroit, and then whoever wins the NFC South. And then if you throw in Seattle, that's six, Rob. So I think Minnesota should battle whoever that second team is in that NFC South. I mean, maybe the Rams. I don't know. Do they get in there? But that's who they should be in the in that race. So maybe that will keep them from trading Cousins.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. This week, I talked to Tiffany Haddish in a hilarious, deep, thoughtful interview where we dive into family trauma, grief, sobriety, love, and dating.
I got a big heart, and I'm very forgiving, but like, don't abuse it. It's been abused enough.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss this one.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Carrie Hilson, Adonis, mm-hmm. back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school like, yeah. Okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Tura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.